Take Todd and Tyler wherever you go with the Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Email says they want to sign me up for the raffle to win one of your rocks, Todd. So if you die.
Oh, they want to volunteer?
Yeah, that's why he wants to win. Just looks like a listener raffle.
Raffle off someone, Todd?
Well, just one rock.
Well, that would force you to go on a trip.
Yeah, you got to do the trip, though,
yeah,
right?
No, I would have to finance the trip.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking any money with me.
No, you're not.
I would leave a hell of a credit card bill if I were you.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you do that?
Maybe not with a spouse. If you're single.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to burden anybody with my debt.
Yeah. I don't think your kids are responsible for that. But they could take it out of your house probably, though, you know.
Quite the contest for a listener to go to a motor hotel in Valentine, Nebraska to drop off a piece of Todd.
Get your entries in now.
That's the one we're giving away because none of us want to do that. We're going to do the cool ones. Right. Well, we're not throwing those rocks till a lot later. A lot later. Mm-hmm. So, Nick, some girl went to McDonald's and you said she's hot, but what'd she do wrong?
She left her 6-month-old baby at home.
Wow.
Just for a McDonald's run?
Yeah. She's from Maryland. Her name is Kira Faust. She's a daycare worker. Ironically.
Perfect.
She was. She's probably the second worst daycare worker ever.
How about it, Nick?
Yeah. 19-year-old girl. There are worse daycare employees.
Yes, there are.
Aren't you supposed to wait till the kid's like 12 to leave him at home to go get McDonald's and then come back and say your mom and I are breaking up?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That's true.
Because I'm gay.
Yeah. Because I'm gay.
Arrive with no food. Yeah, so this girl just went to meet her friends.
I still think that's why you're... you're consumed with fast food.
It could be.
Your dad came home. I'm sure if you saw a therapist, they would say, parents came home, broke up.
Mark was gay. It might be rooted in the problem.
And with chasing McDonald's. That one meal.
And it's McDonald's. Yeah. It's still your favorite.
Yeah.
And it was a McDonald's.
They were gone for a very long time. We're like, damn, McDonald's must be busy.
It seems like armchair quarterback.
So you're thinking magically, if you go back to that McDonald's to get the same meal, that dad's not gay anymore and life is all cool?
I've been back to that McDonald's.
Yeah. And it hadn't happened yet? Have you ordered the same meal?
Yeah,
I
happy meal.
I asked for back then. Yeah, you probably
He's done a happy meal plenty of times as a grown-ass man.
Is at the corner 108th at McDonald's?
Yep. Yeah. Right by the insurance office.
They rebuilt it. I know that, but I know you're talking about it. I figured that's the place you're at.
There's no play place outside anymore.
I don't know. I think you'd probably have to have all the principals involved who were going to that McDonald's. Yeah. And then, I don't know, it would be some kind of
Sort of portal thing.
Sort of portal, time warp sort of deal.
Yeah, but then Mark couldn't live his true life, you know?
You wouldn't want to do that.
You can do that choice where you go
back to age 18 and you see it coming. Because how old were you when that happened? You were probably
12, 13.
Okay, so you were not 18.
You were a baby.
I was in middle school.
That wouldn't have helped you then.
Hmm. No.
No McDonald's because dad's gay.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't even find out he was gay. All I knew is that there was no food and then dad never lived at home again.
Oh, man.
I guess we're not getting chicken nuggets. McNuggets, excuse me. This girl that left her baby at home, though, they always leave out the detail. Like, what did she get?
Right. Yeah, that's what you always want to know.
Say what she ordered.
Right.
And I get a 19-year-old girl wanting to go meet with her friends, but still, like, I don't know. Does she like the McDouble?
How'd they find out there was a 6-month-old baby at the house with nobody there?
Said they were alerted. It was probably crying.
Yeah.
As they do.
Yeah, they do it, especially at that age.
Right, they cry when people are around.
They do.
Just the creepy ones.
Yeah, if a 6-month-old baby is left to their own devices, they're just going to cry and cry.
They're gonna bitch and moan all the time.
Bitch and moan, right. For basic necessities.
I remember when the kids were 6 months old, saying shut up worked a lot. They never...
They were quick to obey that command. They always shut up right away.
Shut up.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Didn't know I was disturbing you.
My bad.
Well, that's dumb. So the baby's safe then. Nobody's dead here,
right? Yeah, the baby's
in the back of a car, I think. The government
has the baby.
Okay. All right. That's probably for the best.
They took temporary custody of the child.
Here's a guy named Ben Gravy. I like his name.
Yeah.
That's his real name?
Maiden Gravy has been, he's a surfer. And he had a mission. He had a bucket list here. He was going to surf a wave in all 50 states.
Ben Gravy's not coming back. 50 states, so that means rivers and lakes?
Yes.
Like, now, a lake really doesn't have a wave. This is the Great Lakes. So would it have to be rivers in other states? Because you could go down a river or a creek.
Almost every state has a lake.
And yeah, but surfing, if a true surfing has to be, you're pushed by the water, nothing else.
Yeah.
But lakes don't have waves in general.
Yeah, they do.
Does a wave pool count?
Nope. I don't think you can go to one of those little surf pools like they have in Arizona. Okay,
he could definitely surf down a river.
His last one, as you can probably guess, was North Dakota.
Where do you surf in North Dakota, Todd?
Well, here's where he gives the details. There's plenty of big lakes in North Dakota.
I know that.
But he says this is how you get a surf forecast in North Dakota, said Gravy. You talk to Dave Werner, NOAA scientist from Bismarck, and you go on their websites and you calculate wind, lake depth, fetch distance. I don't know what that is. It's not as easy as going on Surfline and saying, oh, there's going to be three or four and clean today. We have to take all of that raw information, put it together, and come up with our best estimate. So he ended up in Devil's Lake, North Dakota, on a fairly windy day, and I think in a fairly shallow part of the lake.
How long did he take him to surf all 50 states? Because I'm guessing he saved the cool ones for last, like Hawaii, California. You know.
No, he's probably done all those as a surf enthusiast.
Yeah,
he was probably seeking the rest of these out just because he realized he'd...
Where do you surf in Nebraska?
I don't have his list.
Yeah.
The picture of
Carter
him surfing
lake?
This lake in North Dakota.
That's actually Iowa,
shows
sorry.
How dirty this lake is. Like the ocean, when you see pictures of people surfing in that, it looks crisp and clean. And
yeah, this is a freshwater, mud-bottomed lake,
mm-mm.
which apparently expands every year in North Dakota and is taking over the town of Devil's Lake.
Wow, interesting.
Is it?
No.
But the surfing thing's pretty cool. They do 50 states.
Yeah, because I don't know of anybody else who's even attempted that.
Well, most people don't really want to do it.
No, because it just wouldn't be where there's good surfing.
Driving through a surfboard.
Most people can't surf.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah. Well, it's
kind
of a thing.
And spend their time surfing on the ocean where it's cool, as opposed to Iowa. Yeah.
Unless you live near the ocean, you don't have a lot of opportunities to learn to surf.
No, you don't.
Oh, he did a river.
I figured he did a river, right?
The Turnagain River Arm in Anchorage, Alaska was one place.
When are you leaving for Alaska again, Todd? Soon?
End of June.
All right.
That is soon.
Well, I mean, I suppose, I told you I saw those guys going stand-up paddle boarding on rivers in Colorado.
Yeah.
I suppose you could, if you were good, you could throw a surfboard in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how far you'd make it. I don't know how far you'd have to make it for it to count for this guy, but...
How fast are they riding standing up on those paddle boards? And is it fast? It was a fast creek or fast river?
It was fairly fast. Yeah, it wasn't, the fastest part of the river, but I mean, it didn't look easy.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
I mean, my first reaction when I saw them was like, those guys are nuts.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Mm-mm.
You can go to Ben Gravy's YouTube channel, and he chronicles all his adventures
I'll do that today. Yeah. Is Gravy a big surname?
Is he related to Wavy?
Hey-o.
Well, it's a dude, isn't it?
I know.
Wavy?
We interviewed
what did
Wavy
he do?
Gravy. We interviewed Wavy
Was
Gravy.
He a hippie? Yeah. Was he like an acid hippie. Guy?
Yeah, the acid bus, right? Yeah. He rode along with the bus.
Was he just a hanger-on?
Hanger-on, yeah.
With the Grateful Dead?
Yep, hanger-on, Wavy Gravy. We interviewed Wavy Gravy. He was in town to announce a bunch of classic rock shows, something like that. That was a long time ago.
I know a guy named Gravy, but
he related to Wavy?
He spells it a little different.
You know a guy named Gravy? That'd be a great name to have, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm.
Grave is how he spelled his last name.
That's what you should have used for your stage name, Nick.
It's
Nick
what?
I was Gravy.
Gravy. Sure.
Nick Gravy?
That would have worked.
Nick Gravy. That would have changed everything. Wavy Gravy is still alive.
Is he alive?
90 years old.
How many people have Wavy Gravy on the Deadpool?
Ooh.
I'm about to add him to my list.
See,
for
they probably got sneaky and put him under whatever his Christian name is, and I'm not going to know that. You know, that's for sure.
What his real
name
is.
The rapper
Hugh
Young,
Nanton Romney Jr.
Yeah. Young Gravy is not his real name.
Yeah.
The rapper. His real last name is Hari.
There's a rapper named Young Gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked about that guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to look under Gravy. Yeah.
He spells it like beef gravy?
Right. G-R-A-V-Y.
You should have said brown gravy is what you should have said right there. You avoided that, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Five people have him under Wavy Gravy.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to add him to the Deadpool list.
Just because you like the name, Wavy Gravy?
Well, no, he's a 90-year-old guy who's done acid for the majority of his life. You're figuring, how much longer is he going to last?
It's fair.
I don't know. Maybe he's lived long enough. What's happening next week, Puss?
Yeah. Monday. It's Memorial Day. We're not here.
Yeah, best of then. Yep.
Best of. Heather will be here on Tuesday.
Cool.
Noe Ramirez joining us on Wednesday, first time.
That's cool.
We met Noe, yeah.
And John Heffron will be here next Friday.
He is at the Funny Bone next weekend.
John's funny, man. He's a good dude, too. Looking forward to that. Have a safe holiday weekend. You got your campsite set up already, Todd? You're out there? I'll meet you out there.
Right. Oh, I don't have a campsite.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll find you a lake out in the western part of the state to surf.
All right, I'll see you there.
Bring your board.
Have a safe weekend. Download the Todd and Tyler app. It's from your smartphone. You still call them that or not? I don't know what they call them.
Or your device.
Your device.
From any of your devices.
I said cell phone the other day, and I'm like, oh, I'm old. It's just a phone.
Right. I know. Have a great weekend.
Internet connected devices. Hook up to all of them.
Yeah. Bye-bye.